You're listening to the FQXI podcast. I'm glad you mentioned the sort of the thermodynamic gradient there that can help life to prosper, because we're going to turn now to a feature which involves the role that thermodynamics plays in the evolution of intelligence. Philosopher Jinan Ismail of Columbia University in New York spoke with reporter John Farrell about her work connecting the thermodynamic arrow of time to the emergence of culture.
Can the emergence of human intelligence be explained by the evolution of culture? And is culture the product of information flow throughout the course of the evolution of life? This is the fascinating hypothesis of philosopher Jinan Ismail, and she discussed her ideas with me when we spoke recently.
In a way, it's a project that spans the levels from physics all the way up to culture. So it's really that explanatory arc that runs through everything. So if you start with physics, of course, the physical laws are the same in every part of the world, everywhere.
Right.
But the thing that sort of stand out as needing explanation are things like the emergence of complexity. So if you're looking at what it is that explains things like the development of the biosphere and the kinds of structures that we have around here, you can already see information emerging as important. So I've thought a lot about the mind. And of course, when one describes the mind, it's all about information. If you look at kind of precognitive creatures, you can already see the beginnings of exploiting information to metabolize energy, take advantage of feeding and mating opportunities. You can describe things in purely physical terms. And it looks like purely a matter of convenience that you start using this informationally laden vocabulary, like, you know, these are creatures that are sort of using information to promote their own ends. But the more and more complex minds get, it starts to look increasingly unavoidable to use informational vocabulary. By the time we get to human beings, we describe mental processes entirely in terms of information-bearing states and transformations. That's how we understand our own minds. And it's always been, and the problem is understanding when and why, from a physicalist perspective, when and why that vocabulary becomes indispensable and what it's adding exactly to the physical description and so on.
A key inspiration for Ismail's ideas turned out to be a major book written back in 1995 by John Maynard Smith and Ayers Zathmary, The Major Transitions in Evolution.
It's a wonderful book. What it suddenly made kind of snap into place for me was this idea that's exactly what's going on with the emergence of intelligence. You know, nature is finding ways to use information. And every time there's a new way of using information, we get what looks like a major transition in evolution. With the human being, that's kind of what's happening as well. Because if we look at the low-level physiology, it looks like a continuous development, but there's something that's going on that seems to be an important kind of transition, not just a continuous enhancement of abilities. And
right.
I, for a long time, thought that what was really happening there is our representational states have a temporal dimension. So other creatures are encoding information about the spatial environment and using that information to guide motor responses and regulate behavior. But in the representational content, there's not explicitly a temporal dimension, so they're not representing multiple times in a temporally ordered way. Human beings do that. There seems to be something of that in other creatures, but we do it to an extent that's unparalleled. We have things like autobiographical memory, where we represent ourselves, you know, from birth,
right,
and we carry out plans and so on. And so my hypothesis was, okay, so that's where the transition from animal cognition to human cognition is happening. Then culture, you see very clearly that that's also what's happening with culture, where now you're thinking of the unit that's collecting and utilizing information as not an individual human mind, but primarily at the level of culture, because what culture does is it allows us to accumulate information cross-generationally.
So in this sense, the emergence of human intelligence is to a great degree social.
We are smart and we have abilities that other creatures don't have. But if you thought that what every one of us had to do was solve all of the problems that we were confronted with ourselves, none of us would be able to get very far. I mean,
right,
the fact is that we rely on and we utilize, and that's the source of our strength, you know, these sort of solutions to problems that are accumulated cross-generationally, and not just accumulated cross-generationally, but actually evolve. People are generating solutions and then nature is picking out the successful ones. So it's really that explanatory arc that seemed to me to run right through low-level physics, right up to the development of the most complex structures that there are.
Ismail's view, then, is very much that of a bottom-up system that led to the emergence of culture and human intelligence.
So it's bottom-up in the sense that you can describe the processes from a physics-based perspective and see what's happening at a higher level is happening because of what's happening at the lower level. But there's another sense, and this is absolutely crucial. The low-level processes in an evolved system, like a human being or coalitions of human beings who have collectively put in place the mechanisms of culture, the low-level processes in those systems are what they are, in part because of the high-level information processing capabilities they support. And the sense of because that's relevant there is that what you're seeing is that's what evolution is selecting. So that's the idea. It's to bring those pieces together into what looks like a sensible and coherent package.
That was Janan Ismail speaking with John Farrell. We're linking to John's article, Time to Think, on the podcast page, fqxi.org/community/podcast, where you'll also find a video of a talk by Ismail on her work.